Our minds become tangled in a web of worries, regrets, and anxieties, making it challenging to find inner peace and clarity. But fear not, for there is wisdom that transcends time, a timeless philosophy that can guide us out of this mental labyrinth. This philosophy is Stoicism, and one of its most illustrious practitioners was Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and philosopher. Marcus Aurelius' life was marked by tremendous challenges, yet he managed to maintain his composure and resilience through the Stoic principles he espoused. In this video, we will delve into the teachings of Marcus Aurelius to uncover 5 Stoic ways to stop overthinking. These ancient lessons remain as relevant today as they were in Marcus's time, offering a blueprint for finding mental strength and tranquility in the face of life's complexities. Acceptance of the present. Marcus Aurelius recognized that overthinking often stems from our inability to accept the present moment as it is. We resist reality, wishing it were different, and thus we create mental turmoil. In his Meditations, he wrote, "Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good." This Stoic injunction calls us to accept our mortality and the impermanence of life. By acknowledging that our time is finite, we can redirect our focus to what truly matters, letting go of trivial concerns that fuel overthinking. Control over your responses. Another fundamental Stoic concept is the idea that we have control over our responses and reactions to external events, but not over the events themselves. Marcus Aurelius emphasized this in his writings. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. This is a crucial lesson for those prone to overthinking. Instead of obsessing over external circumstances, we can choose how we react to them. By adopting a Stoic mindset, we gain the strength to face life's challenges with equanimity. Now that we've established the Stoic mindset, let's explore 5 practical ways, inspired by Marcus Aurelius, to stop overthinking and become mentally strong. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a cornerstone of Stoic practice. It involves paying full attention to the present moment without judgment. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to cultivate this awareness in our daily lives. In the midst of overthinking, pause and bring your attention to your breath, your surroundings, or the sensations in your body. By grounding yourself in the present moment, you break free from the cycle of rumination. You become an observer of your thoughts rather than a victim of them. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. Focus on what you can control. One of the most potent Stoic remedies for overthinking is to focus on what you can control and let go of the rest. Marcus Aurelius, as a ruler of the Roman Empire, faced countless challenges beyond his control. Still, he maintained his composure by directing his attention inward. In your own life, when you find yourself spiraling into overthinking about situations or people beyond your control, remind yourself of this Stoic principle. Shift your focus to your actions, thoughts, and choices. By doing so, you regain a sense of agency and inner strength. Journaling and self-reflection. Marcus Aurelius's personal journal, known as Meditations, is a treasure trove of Stoic wisdom. He used this practice to reflect on his thoughts and actions, seeking clarity and self-improvement. Journaling can be a powerful tool for combating overthinking. Set aside time each day to write down your thoughts and concerns. This practice allows you to externalize your worries, making them more manageable. Moreover, it provides a space for self-reflection, enabling you to identify patterns of overthinking and work toward solutions. The Stoic virtues. The Stoics identify 4 cardinal virtues: wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These virtues form the foundation of a virtuous life. Marcus Aurelius believed that by aligning our thoughts and actions with these virtues, we can find peace of mind. When you find yourself overthinking, consider which virtue is most relevant to your situation. Are you overthinking because you lack courage to face a difficult decision? Are you straying from justice by dwelling on past wrongs? By consciously practicing these virtues, you can redirect your thoughts and find a sense of purpose and meaning. Embrace impermanence. Marcus Aurelius often contemplated the impermanence of life and the transitory nature of all things. This Stoic insight can be a potent antidote to overthinking, which often arises from our attachment to things we fear losing or our desire for things we do not possess. By reminding yourself of the impermanence of all things, you can release the grip of overthinking. Embrace the present moment with gratitude, knowing that it, too, will pass. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Everything is ephemeral, both what remembers and what is remembered." To illustrate how these Stoic ways to stop overthinking can be applied in real life, let's explore some case studies inspired by Marcus Aurelius and his Stoic philosophy. The fear of failure. Imagine a young entrepreneur, Sarah, who is on the verge of launching her first business. As the launch date approaches, she becomes consumed by thoughts of failure. She worries about the financial risks, what people will think of her if she fails, and whether her idea is truly viable. Applying Stoic principles, Sarah decides to focus on what she can control. She acknowledges that she can control her preparation, effort, and dedication to her business. She also practices mindfulness, taking moments to breathe deeply and bring her focus back to the present when overthinking creeps in. Furthermore, Sarah embraces the Stoic virtue of courage. She reminds herself that failure is a possibility, but it does not define her worth. It is merely a temporary setback on her journey to success. By embracing impermanence, she releases her attachment to the outcome and finds peace in the process. The weight of regret. John, a middle-aged man, often finds himself overthinking his past decisions and regretting missed opportunities. He dwells on what could have been, letting these thoughts consume his present happiness. John turns to Stoicism to break free from this cycle of overthinking. He starts journaling his thoughts and reflections, allowing him to externalize his regrets. Through this process, he gains clarity on the decisions he regrets and identifies actionable steps to make amends where possible. John also practices the Stoic virtue of wisdom. He recognizes that dwelling on past mistakes serves no purpose unless it leads to constructive action in the present. By focusing on the lessons learned from his regrets, he transforms them into opportunities for personal growth. Overcoming challenges with Stoicism. In our journey to stop overthinking using Stoic principles, we may encounter various challenges. It's essential to acknowledge these obstacles and develop strategies to overcome them. Let's explore some common challenges and how to address them through the teachings of Marcus Aurelius. Impatience. One challenge in applying Stoicism to stop overthinking is impatience. We may expect immediate results and become frustrated if our overthinking habits persist. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that personal growth is a lifelong journey. He writes, "How much time he gains who does not look to see what his neighbor says or does or thinks, but only at what he does himself." To overcome impatience, remind yourself that change takes time and effort. Practice the Stoic virtue of patience and focus on the process rather than fixating on the outcomes. With consistent effort, you will gradually reduce overthinking and strengthen your mental resilience. Resistance to acceptance. Accepting the present moment can be challenging, especially when faced with adversity. It's natural to resist circumstances we find uncomfortable or painful. Marcus Aurelius, who faced numerous trials during his reign, provides insight into overcoming this resistance. When struggling to accept a difficult situation, remember that resistance only intensifies suffering. Instead, apply the Stoic concept of amor fati, or the love of fate. Embrace whatever life throws your way, recognizing that it is an opportunity for growth and learning. Consistency. Consistency is key to making lasting changes in your thought patterns and overcoming overthinking. However, maintaining a Stoic mindset and practice can be challenging over the long term. To address this challenge, draw inspiration from Marcus Aurelius' daily journaling practice. Create a daily routine that includes moments of mindfulness, self-reflection, and journaling. Consistency in these practices will gradually shift your mental habits and reduce overthinking. Marcus's example of daily reflection in his meditations serves as a reminder of the transformative power of consistent Stoic practice, the path to mental strength. As we've journeyed through the Stoic ways to stop overthinking inspired by Marcus Aurelius, it's essential to understand that mental strength is not a destination but a path. It's a continuous practice that requires dedication and self-awareness. Let's explore how these Stoic principles can help you build enduring mental strength. Resilience in the face of adversity. Marcus Aurelius, known as the Philosopher King, faced unparalleled challenges during his rule. He contended with wars, political intrigue, and the daily pressures of leadership. Through it all, he maintained his composure and resilience, demonstrating the power of Stoic philosophy. To build mental strength in the face of adversity, embrace the Stoic virtue of courage. Recognize that life will present difficulties, but your response to them is within your control. By approaching challenges with courage and a Stoic mindset, you can navigate them with grace and inner strength. Finding tranquility. Overthinking often robs us of inner tranquility. The constant mental chatter and worries disrupt our peace of mind. Marcus Aurelius, despite the chaos of his time, found moments of profound calm through Stoic practice. To find tranquility, practice mindfulness regularly. Cultivate awareness of your thoughts and emotions, allowing them to come and go without judgment. By doing so, you create a space for inner peace to flourish, even amidst life's challenges. Cultivating virtue. The Stoic virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance are not mere ideals but practical tools for building mental strength. Marcus Aurelius believed that by embodying these virtues, we could lead a life of purpose and fulfillment. To cultivate virtue, apply the Stoic virtues in your daily actions. Act with wisdom by making informed decisions. Have the courage to face your fears and challenges. Seek justice in your interactions with others, and practice temperance in your desires and consumption. As you align your life with these virtues, you'll find that your mental strength grows naturally. Embracing impermanence. One of the most profound Stoic teachings is the acceptance of impermanence. Marcus Aurelius often contemplated the transient nature of life, reminding himself of the inevitability of death and the fleetingness of all things. To embrace impermanence is to free yourself from the shackles of overthinking. Recognize that every thought, emotion, and situation is temporary. By letting go of attachment to outcomes and embracing the present moment, you can cultivate mental strength that endures through life's ups and downs. Living a Stoic life. Having explored the profound teachings of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoics to overcome overthinking and build mental strength, it's time to delve even deeper into the practical aspects of living a Stoic life. This chapter will provide you with actionable insights and strategies to fully integrate Stoic philosophy into your daily existence. Mindful decision-making. One of the cornerstones of Stoicism is making deliberate, mindful decisions. Rather than acting impulsively or being carried away by emotions, Stoics encourage us to pause and consider the consequences of our choices. Marcus Aurelius reminds us to act with wisdom and foresight. Before making any decision, take a moment to reflect on your values, the potential outcomes, and the alignment of your choice with your principles. This practice not only prevents hasty decisions, but also reduces the need for subsequent overthinking. Resilience in the face of setbacks. Life is rife with setbacks and obstacles. How we respond to these challenges defines our character and mental strength. The Stoic philosophy equips us with the tools to navigate adversity with grace and resilience. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to approach setbacks as opportunities for growth. Rather than succumbing to despair or overthinking, view challenges as tests of your character. By embracing these trials and maintaining your Stoic principles, you not only build mental strength, but also fortify your resilience. Cultivating virtuous relationships. Stoicism is not solely an individual philosophy. It also guides our interactions with others. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of justice, kindness, and empathy in our relationships. To cultivate virtuous relationships, apply the Stoic virtue of justice. Treat others with fairness and respect, recognizing their inherent worth. Approach conflicts with empathy and a desire for mutual understanding, rather than allowing overthinking and resentment to poison your relationships. Gratitude and contentment. In the pursuit of a stoic life, gratitude and contentment are invaluable allies. Marcus Aurelius extols the virtue of appreciating the present moment and finding contentment in what you have. Overthinking often arises from a sense of lack or unfulfilled desires. To counteract this, practice daily gratitude. Reflect on the things you're thankful for, no matter how small they may seem. By nurturing contentment, you'll reduce the incessant need to overthink and seek external validation. Service to others. Service to others is a profound Stoic practice that not only benefits society, but also enriches your own life. Marcus Aurelius believed in the importance of contributing to the greater good. Engage in acts of kindness and service whenever possible. By focusing on the well-being of others, you shift your attention away from self-centered overthinking. Service to others aligns with the Stoic virtues of compassion and justice, and brings a sense of fulfillment and purpose to your life. Challenges and triumphs on the Stoic path. Living a Stoic life is not without its challenges and triumphs. As you embark on this journey to overcome overthinking and build mental strength, it's important to anticipate the obstacles that may arise and celebrate the victories along the way. Challenges on the Stoic path. Resistance to change. As you strive to incorporate Stoic principles into your life, you may encounter resistance from your existing thought patterns and habits. Overthinking can be deeply ingrained, and changing these patterns may take time and effort. External pressures. Modern society often encourages us to prioritize external success, material possessions, and social status. These pressures can conflict with the Stoic values of inner tranquility and virtue. Remaining steadfast in your commitment to Stoicism may be challenging in such an environment. Emotional resilience. Building mental strength involves developing emotional resilience. This means learning to manage and channel your emotions effectively. You may find it challenging to confront and regulate your emotions, especially in high-stress situations. Triumphs on the Stoic path. Increased resilience. As you persist in your Stoic practice, you'll notice a remarkable increase in your emotional resilience. You'll become better equipped to handle life's challenges and setbacks with grace and equanimity. Greater clarity. Overthinking often clouds our judgment and decision-making. By applying Stoic principles, you'll experience greater clarity of thought. This newfound clarity will enable you to make better choices and solve problems more effectively. Improved relationships. Stoicism's emphasis on justice, empathy, and compassion will lead to improved relationships with others. You'll find that you're better able to connect with people on a deeper level, fostering understanding and harmony in your interactions. The path of Stoicism is not always easy, but it is a path that leads to lasting fulfillment and mental strength. As you walk this path, draw inspiration from the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoics, and remember that every step you take brings you closer to the life you aspire to lead, a life of wisdom, courage, and tranquility. Sharing Stoicism with the world. As you embark on your Stoic journey, you may find that the principles and practices you adopt have a profound impact not only on your own life, but also on those around you. Stoicism is a philosophy that, when lived authentically, radiates outward, influencing the people and communities you interact with. In this chapter, we will explore the importance of sharing Stoicism with the world and the transformative potential it holds for society. Leading by example. One of the most effective ways to share Stoicism with the world is by leading by example. As you integrate Stoic principles into your life and cultivate mental strength and tranquility, others will naturally take notice. Your actions, demeanor, and resilience will serve as an inspiration to those around you. Marcus Aurelius, through his leadership as emperor and his adherence to Stoicism, set an example for his subjects. By embodying the Stoic virtues and maintaining inner composure even in the face of adversity, he influenced his empire in profound ways. By consistently practicing Stoicism and demonstrating its benefits, you can lead by example, showing others the path to a more meaningful and resilient life. Sharing Stoic wisdom. While leading by example is powerful, actively sharing Stoic wisdom can have an even greater impact. Stoicism offers timeless insights and practical tools for navigating the complexities of life. By sharing these teachings with others, you empower them to overcome overthinking and find mental strength. Consider organizing Stoic study groups or discussions in your community or workplace. Share Stoic quotes, books, and resources with friends and family. Encourage open dialogue about Stoicism's relevance to modern life and its potential to improve mental well-being. Empathy and compassion. Stoicism is not a philosophy of isolation or indifference. Rather, it encourages empathy and compassion. Marcus Aurelius stressed the importance of treating others with kindness and understanding, recognizing their shared humanity. In your interactions with others, practice active listening and empathy. Seek to understand their perspectives and challenges. Offer support and guidance when appropriate, drawing upon Stoic principles to provide comfort and wisdom. By embodying Stoicism's compassionate aspect, you not only enrich the lives of those you encounter, but also contribute to the creation of a more empathetic and resilient society. Stoicism in the modern world. In this final chapter, we will explore how Stoicism can find relevance and application in the modern world. As you continue your Stoic journey and share its wisdom with others, it's essential to adapt and integrate these teachings into the context of contemporary life. Stoicism in the digital age. The challenges of overthinking have been amplified in the digital age, where information overload, constant connectivity, and social media can overwhelm our minds. Stoicism, however, offers a timeless solution to these modern dilemmas. Practice digital minimalism by reducing your exposure to information and distractions. Allocate specific times for checking email and social media, and create digital-free zones in your daily routine. By doing so, you can regain control over your attention and reduce the mental clutter that leads to overthinking. Stoicism in the workplace. The workplace can be a breeding ground for stress, overthinking, and anxiety. Stoicism can be a valuable tool for navigating the demands of a modern career. Apply Stoic principles, such as focusing on what is within your control, practicing resilience in the face of setbacks, and cultivating virtue in your professional interactions. By doing so, you can enhance your productivity, maintain a positive work environment, and inspire your colleagues with your Stoic approach. Stoicism in relationships. Modern relationships often face unique challenges, from communication breakdowns to the pressures of technology. Stoicism can provide guidance for fostering healthier and more fulfilling connections with others. Practice active listening and empathy in your relationships. Encourage open and honest communication, and be mindful of the Stoic virtues of justice and compassion. By integrating Stoic principles into your interactions, you can build stronger, more resilient relationships. The Stoic legacy, rooted in the teachings of philosophers like Marcus Aurelius, extends far beyond their lifetimes and continues to influence individuals across the globe. In this chapter, we will explore how the Stoic legacy persists in various aspects of contemporary life, from philosophy and psychology to self-help and leadership. Stoicism has experienced a resurgence in contemporary philosophy. Philosophers and scholars have revisited Stoic principles, recognizing their enduring relevance in addressing pressing questions of ethics, personal responsibility, and human flourishing. Many modern philosophical discussions draw upon Stoic insights, such as the importance of virtue, the role of reason in decision-making, and the concept of the Stoic sage as an ideal of moral wisdom. The Stoic legacy reminds us that philosophy is not a purely academic pursuit, but a guide to living a meaningful and virtuous life. Psychologists and therapists often integrate Stoic techniques into their practice, recognizing their efficacy in helping clients manage anxiety, depression, and overthinking. The Stoic legacy lives on in therapeutic approaches that empower individuals to take control of their thoughts and emotions. Stoicism in self-help and personal development. The principles of Stoicism have found a natural home in the self-help and personal development movements. Numerous books, seminars, and online courses draw inspiration from Stoic philosophy to guide individuals in their pursuit of personal growth and fulfillment. Readers and practitioners worldwide turn to Stoic wisdom to overcome challenges, enhance resilience, and cultivate a sense of purpose. The Stoic legacy endures as a source of practical wisdom and empowerment for those seeking self-improvement. Stoicism in leadership. Leadership, whether in the business world, politics, or the community, can benefit immensely from Stoic principles. Effective leaders draw upon Stoic virtues like wisdom, courage, and justice to make ethical decisions and inspire those they lead. The Stoic legacy serves as a reminder that leadership is not solely about achieving personal success, but also about serving others and promoting the common good. By embodying Stoic values, leaders can create more compassionate and principled organizations and societies. Having explored the Stoic legacy and its influence in various domains of contemporary life, we return to the essence of Stoicism, the Stoic way of life. In this chapter, we will delve into the daily practices and mindset that define the Stoic way of life and how it can transform your existence. Mindfulness and contemplation. Central to the Stoic way of life is the practice of mindfulness and contemplation. Marcus Aurelius himself was a dedicated practitioner of these disciplines, regularly setting aside time for introspection and self-examination allows you to observe your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Start your day with a moment of reflection, considering the Stoic virtues and principles that guide your actions. Throughout the day, pause to check in with your thoughts and emotions, especially when you sense overthinking creeping in. By maintaining this awareness, you can make conscious choices and cultivate a Stoic mindset. The discipline of desire and aversion. Stoicism emphasizes the discipline of desire and aversion, the practice of aligning your desires with what is truly valuable and within your control. Marcus Aurelius wrote extensively on this discipline, encouraging us to recognize that external circumstances and material possessions are not the source of happiness. In your daily life, practice discernment in your desires. When you find yourself desiring something beyond your control, remind yourself of the Stoic principle of focusing on what is within your power. This discipline helps you reduce attachment to external outcomes, diminishing the tendency to overthink and worry about things beyond your influence. The virtuous life. Living a virtuous life lies at the heart of Stoicism. The four cardinal virtues, wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, guide your actions and interactions with the world. In your pursuit of these virtues, you shape your character and moral compass. Consider how each virtue manifests in your daily life. Wisdom. Seek knowledge and understanding, approaching decisions with discernment and reason. Courage. Face challenges and adversity with resilience, embracing discomfort as an opportunity for growth. Justice. Treat others with fairness and empathy, recognizing their inherent worth and dignity. Temperance. Exercise self-control and moderation in your desires and consumption. By actively cultivating these virtues, you not only improve your own character, but also contribute positively to the world around you. Stoic resilience in adversity. Adversity is an inevitable part of life, and the Stoic way of life equips you to navigate it with grace and resilience. When faced with setbacks, loss, or hardship, Stoicism encourages you to adopt a mindset that emphasizes the following principles. Acceptance. Acknowledge the reality of the situation and embrace it with equanimity. Control what you can. Focus your energy on the aspects you can control, such as your response and attitude. Virtue as the highest good. Recognize that your character and moral integrity are more valuable than external outcomes. Impermanence. Remember the transient nature of all things, fostering an acceptance of life's ebb and flow. By internalizing these principles and practicing stoic resilience, you develop the mental strength to face life's challenges without succumbing to overthinking or despair. The Stoic Way of Life in Action. To fully grasp the Stoic Way of Life, it's essential to witness it in action. In this chapter, we will explore case studies that demonstrate how individuals have integrated Stoic principles into their lives, illuminating the transformative potential of this philosophy. Case Study 1. Jane's Pursuit of Virtue. Jane, a young professional, found herself in a demanding corporate job that often left her stressed and overwhelmed. She discovered Stoicism and decided to adopt its principles to navigate her challenging work environment. Jane committed to daily journaling, using it as a tool to reflect on her thoughts, emotions, and actions. Through this practice, she identified areas where she lacked virtue, particularly in the virtue of temperance, as she often succumbed to work-related stress and consumed excessive amounts of caffeine. With Stoicism as her guide, Jane made conscious changes in her behavior. She moderated her caffeine intake, began incorporating mindfulness into her workday, and practiced gratitude for her job, recognizing it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Over time, Jane's colleagues noticed her increased composure and resilience in the face of demanding tasks and deadlines. She had become a source of inspiration in her workplace, demonstrating how Stoicism could be applied to modern life to foster a more virtuous and balanced existence. Case Study 2. Mark's Stoic Leadership. Mark, a seasoned executive in a competitive industry, recognized the need for a leadership approach grounded in ethics and compassion. Inspired by Stoicism, he sought to lead his organization with wisdom, courage, and justice. Mark began his day with a Stoic morning ritual, setting intentions aligned with Stoic virtues. He practiced active listening and empathy with his team members, fostering an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding. When faced with difficult decisions, he applied the discipline of desire and aversion, focusing on ethical choices rather than short-term gains. Over time, Mark's leadership style transformed his organization. Employee satisfaction and engagement improved, and the company's reputation for ethical business practices grew. Mark's Stoic leadership not only brought personal fulfillment, but also created a positive impact on the culture and success of his organization. A lifetime of Stoic growth. The Stoic way of life is a lifelong journey of growth and self-improvement. It is not a quick fix or a temporary solution, but a philosophy that continually evolves as you apply its principles to the changing circumstances of your life. Embracing the Stoic way of life. As you embrace the Stoic way of life, remember that it is not a rigid set of rules, but a flexible framework that adapts to your unique circumstances and challenges. You will face moments of success and moments of failure, but each experience offers an opportunity for growth and learning. Sharing the Stoic way of life. One of the most profound aspects of the Stoic way of life is its potential to inspire and uplift those around you. By embodying Stoic principles, leading by example, and sharing Stoic wisdom with others, you contribute to a more resilient and compassionate world. A lifelong journey. The Stoic way of life is not bound by time or place. It transcends generations and cultures. It is a timeless philosophy that can guide you through the complexities of the modern world while nurturing your mental strength, virtue, and inner tranquility. In your lifetime of Stoic growth, you will continually discover new depths of wisdom and resilience. You will face challenges with greater equanimity, cherish moments of gratitude, and strive for virtue in all aspects of your life. Your Stoic journey is a testament to the enduring power of philosophy to transform lives and inspire positive change in the world. The Stoic way of life and the pursuit of eudaimonia. At the heart of the Stoic way of life lies the pursuit of eudaimonia, a concept often translated as human flourishing or well-being. Eudaimonia represents a state of living in accordance with one's highest potential and fulfilling one's unique purpose in life. In this final chapter, we will explore how Stoicism guides you toward eudaimonia and how it can help you lead a deeply meaningful and fulfilling life. The Stoic Path to Eudaimonia. Stoicism provides a clear path to eudaimonia by emphasizing the cultivation of virtue, rationality, and inner tranquility. By living in accordance with Stoic principles, you align your actions and mindset with the pursuit of genuine well-being. Virtue, as the highest good in Stoicism, becomes the compass that guides your life. By practicing wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, you cultivate a virtuous character that enables you to make ethical decisions and lead a life of integrity. Rationality plays a central role in achieving eudaimonia. Stoicism encourages you to use reason to examine your beliefs, desires, and judgments. By critically assessing your thoughts and emotions, you gain greater control over them, reducing overthinking and impulsivity. Inner tranquility, fostered through mindfulness and acceptance, allows you to find contentment and peace in the present moment. By letting go of attachment to external outcomes and recognizing the impermanence of all things, you free yourself from the cycle of overthinking and anxiety. Living a life of purpose. Eudaimonia in Stoicism also involves living a life of purpose and meaning. Each individual has a unique role to play in the grand tapestry of existence, and Stoicism encourages you to identify and embrace your personal vocation. Consider how your strengths, values, and passions align with the betterment of humanity and the world. By seeking your true calling and dedicating your efforts to a purpose greater than yourself, you find a profound sense of fulfillment and contribute to the collective eudaimonia of society. The Stoic Legacy of Eudaimonia. The pursuit of eudaimonia is not limited to personal well-being, but extends to the betterment of society as a whole. The Stoic Legacy of Eudaimonia reminds us that by living virtuously, pursuing rationality, and finding inner tranquility, we not only improve our own lives, but also inspire positive change in our communities and the world. The Stoic way of life offers a timeless roadmap to eudaimonia, showing us that genuine well-being is not contingent upon external circumstances, but arises from our character and mindset. As you continue your Stoic journey and share its wisdom with others, you contribute to a world where individuals flourish, societies thrive, and the pursuit of eudaimonia becomes a shared endeavor. We have journeyed through the profound teachings of Stoicism and the transformative power of the Stoic way of life. From overcoming overthinking to cultivating virtue, resilience, and eudaimonia, Stoicism offers a comprehensive philosophy for living a deeply meaningful and fulfilling life. As you integrate Stoic principles into your daily existence, remember that your Stoic journey is a lifelong endeavor. It is a path of continuous growth, self-improvement, and the pursuit of wisdom. By drawing inspiration from the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoics, you embark on a journey that transcends time and place, contributing to a world characterized by resilience, compassion, and eudaimonia. May your life be a testament to the enduring legacy of Stoicism, and may you find the wisdom, strength, and fulfillment that have guided countless individuals throughout history. In the pursuit of eudaimonia and the Stoic way of life, may you discover the true essence of human flourishing and inspire others to join you on this profound journey.